Sunny and 75 tomorrow. Admiral Nancy Brown and I were just talking about the weather. Is it good golfing weather yet?
It's always good golfing weather.
Spoken like a golfer.
I have clubs.
Yeah, you have clubs. I have clubs too, but I'm not a all right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Do you have an uncommon fear of water, by the way, and losing your balls in water? Is that just because I'm tight?
I don't have an uncommon fear of it. I just know it's going to happen.
Oh, so you've already succumbed to it.
It's kind of like a fatalist thing. If there's water behind me, somehow my ball will find it.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's not just me.
Yeah. It's
Admiral Nancy Brown joining us this morning from Honor Flight. And the great news we have this morning is that there's been a second flight scheduled. Looking forward to this. Right?
There has been. October 16th will be our fourth flight. So we're geared up for April 24th, our third flight, and then we've already started working on flight number four.
And so when you start working on these flights and what it takes financially to secure those, you're pretty confident you're going to be able to fill this thing up.
Yes.
How far are you filling up on the October 16th flight?
Well, we have 150 applications.
Really?
Yes. Most of those Vietnam. We have about 20 World War II and Korean applications. Some of the folks fell off of this flight for health reasons, but believe they'll be able to go in October. So
I was wondering, when your makeup changes from different eras, battles, wars, does that change your tour schedule, for lack of a better word, when you visit the memorials? Maybe, with a World War II memorial, there's so many with World War II soldiers as opposed to maybe going to the Vietnam War memorial, a wall, which is so incredible moving, as you and I have talked about before. Does it change your makeup of the tour?
It won't change the stops. It may change the duration of a stop. So we may not stay at the World War II as long. When the majority of our folks are Vietnam, we'll spend a little bit more time at the wall.
Well, at the wall, because all my friends who have gone, they have names they have to go find.
Right.
And you may not say that about all the World War II things, that there's somebody they want to go and they want to go get in particular a rubbing. That's been my experience, my friends who have gone for this.
So we recommend that the Guardian goes to virtualwall.org and they find the panel before we get there, and we have pencils and paper that we take in order to facilitate making that rubbing.
Good. The other item is the cost. When you talk about a flight here, if you look at it as a singular event, we'll just use October 16th since that's the new flight for flight number four on our flight of Southern Illinois. We're speaking with Admiral Nancy Brown this morning. How much does it cost? From kind of beginning to end, because you've got to train your guardians, you've got to get the flights, you've got to secure, you've got to pay for fuel, you got wheelchairs, on the list goes. How much?
So the flight day costs are about $90,000 based on the aircraft.
The
aircraft variations. Is the biggest piece of that, and we expect a 3% increase next year, so in 19. So
pretty much the way of the world, 2.5-3% all the time, isn't it?
Right. So that's a hefty bill. We're lucky because everything else is done by volunteers. So guardian training, we were fortunate Walmart and Pepsi provided refreshments for us for our guardian training. And we have volunteers that actually do the training. And the volunteers, the guardians, of course, volunteer their time.
All right. So for this upcoming flight, October 16th, you say you've got $90,000. Does that mean, as time goes by, some areas, maybe we'll call it tapped out for lack of a better reason, they just have given and they can't give anymore. Does that mean you need to broaden your fundraising efforts? You got to start thinking bigger across all of Southern Illinois?
Yes, it really does, because we have tapped heavily into Williamson County. The folks here have been great, and most of the board members live in Williamson County, and so that's where our
Influence.
Influence yeah, was.
For lack of a better word.
So now we've gotten enough publicity and we're getting out into other communities. And in fact, the folks in Jackson County are putting together a golf scramble for us on 3 May at Stone Creek. And we're looking for sponsors for that golf scramble.
So what does the sponsor get? Buys a hole or something like that?
A sponsor, you can contribute to the opening ceremony. You can buy a hole. You can buy a commemorative flag. Lots of different ways to be a sponsor of that golf scramble. If you go to veteranshonorflight.org, you can find the entire list and how to become a sponsor. And it will be a great opportunity to help us make it to Flight 4.
You know, one of the items that I participated, you know, with Nancy here is I've got a couple of wheelchairs now that, you know, that I have names. Matter of fact, I got to get you one more name, don't I? I forgot about that till just now. That, you know, somebody who I cared a great deal for was a Korean World War II veteran by the name of George Mace, Professor George Mace from SIU and John A. Logan College, too. And so his name is on the back because we lost him a couple of years back. And I just find it, you know, because Nancy, I'm talking to Nancy the other day and I'm saying, you know, I want to make sure George's name stays on. She goes, oh, you don't understand. Once you give us that $100 to help with the wheelchair, it stays on for a year.
Yeah. So it makes
By the way, thank you.
It makes at least two trips.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a banner to replace it, it'll stay on there.
Good.
So.
Well, I'm going to make sure that stays on there.
And we have 75 chairs now, so we got plenty of opportunity for banners.
And I think it's just a great way to remember a friend, something like that, if you'd like to do that. And it's, you know, pretty affordable. And, you know, a couple of guys chip in and get $100 and you remember an old friend, right?
Right.
So what else are you doing when it comes to raising money? What's your imperative right now? Is it raising money? Is it organizing? Is it finding soldiers? Where's your biggest priorities right now with Honor Flight?
Well, I think they're all high priorities, and we have to focus on all of those because you can't, they're dependent, and you can't just focus on one area and not the others because then your flight won't be successful.
And that's why you're an admiral.
So,
got to have it all. All the parts have to, all the cylinders have to hit.
All the parts have to stay moving.
So are you taking applications now for soldiers in the October?
We are taking applications. You can file an application on our website. So anyone, if you know someone who's World War II or Korean vet, please encourage them to apply. A lot of them are a little bit leery of going on that trip, but if you can get them in touch with someone who's been on a trip, they'll tell you it's the best day of their life. You got to do it.
The Guardians say it too.
Yes.
It's
a life-changing event, especially for the Guardians, because they hear stories that vet has never told anybody else.
All right. Later this morning, I'm going to be speaking with Senator Dale Fowler. Now, Senator has organized an upcoming event, Southern Illinois Made in Marion. There is no attendance fee. You don't have to pay admission. But Honor Flight will be there if you'd like to donate. To win, and all the money will be going to Honor Flight. And then today, this may be the funnest fundraiser ever.
At Walmart in Harrisburg, our young yodeler is going to be there performing. Our motorcycle is going to be there. You can buy tickets for the Harley. We'll also have T-shirts and we'll have applications for anyone who wants to grab an application while you're there. And we'll have brochures and folks there to answer any questions that you might have. And, of course, our famous donation jar.
Is it famous?
It is famous,
okay.
Yes. It's been lots of places.
Well, traveled well. The only reason Nancy's going so she can get Mason's autograph.
Actually, I really... If he was a little bit older and I was single, he's just a cutie.
Hank fan, huh?
Yeah.
That cute, and he knows how to sing Hank. I just think it's such a cool thing, and he's out of Golconda, and I got a lot of friends down there. They're really proud of him. You know, Ellen DeGeneres
and
being, making, you know, going around. And he's just kind of, he is just like cute, just
yes.
One of those kids.
And smart.
I think we used to, once upon a time, they were called toe-headed boys, I believe
it was
the proper term. It's very nearly 7:32. Admiral Nancy Brown joining us this morning. Honor Flight, this is our fourth flight out of Southern Illinois in the Veterans Airport. Doug wants us to say Veterans Airport.
Yes.
We haven't said that yet. Sorry, Doug.
He'll be very happy that you actually got that, Veterans Airport.
I'm going to take care of my boy Doug. He's all right. October 16th, $90,000. That's the fuel. That's the flight. It's a day that makes somebody's year, life, decade. Many people, because of the practical distance or impractical distance between here and D.C., don't get to see memorials that were made in their honor. Maybe Springfield or something along that line or your local park. But when these huge, incredible memorials that are, you know.
They were built just to honor service and sacrifice of our heroes.
Sometimes not always as quickly as we would have liked. The Vietnam Memorial Wall would be one of those instances, but they're profound. And you can have an opportunity to show a veteran how much you appreciate what he or she did. So if you want to get a hold of Honor Flight, you want to learn more about the golf scramble, you want to learn more about how you can help purchase a wheelchair, you want to make sure that everything is being done that you can and help out, how's the best way to contact Honor Flight?
VeteransHonorFlight.org. Go to our website. Everything is there. You can fill out an application to be a guardian. You fill out an application if you're a veteran. Please visit that website. You can find the sponsorship opportunities and ways to donate. And you can donate online. So visit VeteransHonorFlight.org.